Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Hi, Rebels. We have something really special to share with you. For the next 6 weeks, we'll be airing 16 episodes from our Growing Up Powerful series. These are stories about dealing with big feelings, growing up, and connecting to the world around you. And just so you know, some of these themes may be mature for our younger rebels. We encourage listening with your grown-up. We hope you enjoy. And now, episode 14 of Growing Up Powerful, right in our own backyard.
Welcome to Growing Up Powerful with Rebel Girls.
I'm Justine.
And I'm Asha.
And we're two best friends trying to figure out this thing called life.
Welcome to the Growing Up Powerful Rebel Newsflash with your hosts,
Asha
and Justine.
Today in Rebel News, Justine successfully made chocolate chip pancakes for breakfast.
I did. And Asha got her personal record on the 100-yard dash in track.
True story, the Earth kept spinning around the sun at about 67,000 miles per hour.
And I bet there's a new rebel being born right now.
Yes.
Isn't it wild to think of all the things happening in this one day all around the world?
Well, the world's a big place. Fun fact, did you know that it takes 226,372,727.3 bananas to measure the circumference of the Earth?
I did not know that.
Also, 840,437,471,910 bananas to go from the Earth to the Sun?
I feel like that one's hard to fact check.
And of course, 53 sextillion, 442 quintillion, 48 quadrillion, 818 trillion, 181 billion, 860 million bananas to cover the entire Milky Way.
Of course. Well, that one everybody knows.
Which is all to say, the universe is a mighty big place.
And yet, we all live under the same sky, the same sun, moon, and stars.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there are more and more ways that we can affect each other and make this world a better place.
I totally agree.
At the same time, I hear about people like Malala and Greta, and I'm like, whoa, I wish I could be as courageous as they are.
Definitely. So my personal opinion is that Malala and Greta are super amazing, but we're super amazing too.
Facts.
We can still make a big impact, even if we're not starting a global movement or speaking in front of the United Nations yet.
True. Even the smallest act of kindness can ripple out to help so many people.
Exactly. So for this episode, we're going to share stories about people creating positive change right in their own backyards.
Or by the shore. Maybe even in their own homes.
Shh, don't give it away.
Oops. Okay. Let's go.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten ifs with their kids. If is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too. Hey Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who loved the ocean.
Swimming in the salty sea foam, digging for the smoothest shells, burying her toes in the warm sand.
She only really got to visit the shore during the summer when she visited her cousins, but it was always her favorite week out of the whole year, chasing hermit crabs and racing to the ice cream truck every afternoon.
I can almost smell that mix of salt and sunscreen.
Right? So one day, this girl and her cousins were climbing on these rocks by the shoreline, and there were these clouds of thick algae that kept getting closer and closer.
Ugh.
And then they noticed there were a lot of ice cream wrappers and hair ties that were washing up with the tide too.
Gross.
So this girl was just like, why don't we grab a big garbage bag and take a beach walk and pick up whatever trash we find?
Nice.
Yeah, and then one of the cousins made it into a contest to see who could pick up the most trash, and we found so much stuff. Hair ties, wrappers, deflated balloons. Once, we even found a pillow. It became this yearly thing that we do. And now everybody gets their own garbage bag and tries to collect the most stuff.
That's so fun.
We wear gloves, of course. Oops, I mean, they, not we.
Is this Rebel you, Asha?
Yes.
I love it.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a young rebel who was scared of old people.
Oh, dear.
Okay, maybe not scared, but just kind of nervous about not knowing what to say or not really having anything in common.
No judgment.
But unfortunately, her mom worked at a nursing home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, when it was bring your kid to work day, this rebel was like, no way, no how, no thank you.
Okay, understandable.
But then, one summer, when her best friend was at the shore with cousins,
Oh, so this is my fault?
This young rebel had nothing to do. And her mom was like, you're coming with me to work, and you can help me stuff envelopes, and we'll get Italian ices and Nikki's Pizzeria afterwards.
This is actually a really great deal.
Yeah. So, this rebel was not that psyched. But she didn't really have another choice because she was 9 years old at the time, and lots of people were away or at camp, and she couldn't stay home by herself. But whatever. She was kind of shaking and sweating the whole way to the nursing home. And the first thing she saw when she walked in was an old lady, kind of moaning and talking to herself in the lobby.
Oh, wow.
And then the lady took her walker and followed this rebel down the hallway, saying things like, "So tall, like a lamppost. I was never that tall, was I?"
Oh my goodness. Was this rebel freaking out?
Definitely. But you know what? This rebel took some deep breaths and said hello to the lady. And they wound up becoming really good friends.
No way. For reals?
Yeah. Her name is Ursula Lecter, and we actually became pen pals after that day.
Oh, that's awesome!
She was originally from Estonia, I think. She still writes me stories about her childhood, and I tell her whatever is going on at school. It's really fun. When she turned 93 years old last year at her birthday party, she had two huge pieces of chocolate cake and made us sing show tunes.
Okay, she's now my favorite person ever. Besides you, of course.
Thanks. It maybe wasn't the most rebel thing to do.
It totally was. Facing your fears and connecting with people. Giving someone friendship and support, I definitely call that rebel.
Yeah. Okay. I do too.
So, rebels, we want to invite you to create your own rebel story.
Yes. We hope you see how inspiring and confident you can become.
Whether it's helping out a friend or speaking up for something you believe in.
Giving it your all at your track practice, even when everything hurts.
Thank you very much. Or inviting your monsters in for tea.
Yes.
We appreciate you and believe in you.
So please, share your story. Whether you write it down, say it out loud, or just acknowledge it in your heart.
You've come so far.
Sad but true, this is our last episode for the first season of Growing Up Powerful.
Oh, I know. We had such a blast making it and sharing it with you.
Yeah. Whether you've listened to the whole Growing Up Powerful series or hopped around, we hope it was silly fun and maybe even helpful.
For sure. Thank you for joining us, Rebels.
Yes, thank you. And until next time, keep aiming high.
Keep dreaming big.
And stay rebel. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Imani Parks as Justine, and Margaret Ying Drake as Asha. It was produced and directed by Joy Smith with Deborah Goldstein and Haley Davkis. Sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. It was written by and edited by Abby Scher. Fact checking by Joe Radigan and sensitivity read by Skylar Swenson. Our executive producers are Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Borjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel! If you like what you heard here and want to learn more, check out the newest book from Rebel Girls, Growing Up Powerful, a guide to keeping confident when your body is changing, your mind is racing, and the world is complicated. With stories from rebels all over the world and guidance from some brilliant experts, this book is our newest BFF. Order your copy of Growing Up Powerful today on Amazon or anywhere you purchase books.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent trusted and kids safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.